song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, it's Thursday, so that's our weekly chat with Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. As we said, it's a busy time of the year for All-Star Games. We'll be talking with Craig Mahler. It's a match. It's not a game this Saturday when we talk about the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel. This year it's in Beatrice. Craig is the one of the coaches, head coach of the West team out of Sergeant Burwell. A lot of kids from the area are going to be competing. We'll talk about that. And then Gene Beerbaum slides in a few minutes as well, and I don't even know why he's here.
He'll tell us. But you got a golf tournament going on.
Yes, I know that. Here's a scary thing. If you're driving down the road and you run into a car, you don't run into, but you come up on a car, as there's always kids out learning to drive over the summertime. It says student driver, but the sign is upside down on the car. Should you be concerned? I just saw that coming to work this morning. So that's why I had to take a longer route to get here, because I didn't know what was going on.
Yes, avoid that car.
That is scary.
Yes, I would assume, yes, stay out of that path. It's also scary, Doug, if you go back to last night's College World Series game, that you're in the College World Series and you don't know how to run the bases. How?
Something, wasn't it?
It's just unexplainable. How would you like to have been that kid that reaches first base and looks over there thinking he just won the game? And here's a freshman standing at third base.
Well, that, I don't know. I don't know about that play, but not going on the bunt. Have a fun time trying to find your own way back to campus at Virginia.
Two times.
And then you get thrown out rounding third and you don't go home earlier. Virginia had multiple chances before we even got into extra innings to add to their lead and put that game away. But it was not to be, as a Brent Eibner tied the ball game in the ninth inning with a two-run home run.
And that ball is hit deep to left. Eibner ties it with a two-run homer in the ninth. Holy cow!
And they went on to win it. They got that bang-bang double play. Line shot to short, didn't handle it cleanly, but still turned the double play, and there was a no doubt that it was a double play. But Virginia just couldn't get the job done. Arkansas advances on, and oh, yay! We get to play LSU again!
Fifth time this year.
It's tomorrow. Tonight, an elimination game as Arizona State takes on North Carolina. 5:45 pregame, 6:05 first pitch. You'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 coming up tonight. And then tomorrow, doubleheader again. Yay! Friday doubleheader. LSU and Texas will get back on the field against the winners of the elimination games. The early game will be LSU-Arkansas. Texas will take on the winner of tonight's game in the late contest. And then we may or may not have baseball on Saturday. If LSU or Texas would lose on Friday, then the same teams would play again on Saturday.
LSU and Paul Mainieri had to be licking their chops last night watching inning after inning pass, though, and the pitchers keep going out there. Anytime you're in a format like that and there's extended action, that's great for the team sitting in that winner's bracket.
Yeah, as we get closer, again, you just never know how it's going to turn out. I still don't know how Arkansas has won two games at the College World Series. I mean, don't you think Virginia was the much better team last night?
They were certain. That was the first game that of the team applying pressure, inning after inning, had not won. I certainly expected them to kind of blow the game open, and then Arkansas Gosh, they just got him out so easy. It looked like even in the 10th, 11th, just 1, 2, 3, set him up, set him down, let's go. You know, the fly out, hit, you know, hit fly balls, hit balls. You know, easy ground balls. I mean, what do you say? You gotta come up with a big run. And was a guy trying to bunt? Was it a check swing? He didn't square around the play down. It was a weird play.
Yeah, and maybe that's what caught him off guard, not getting down to third base.
It was almost like a check swing. Actually, I was talking to my little brother last night in Anderson. That's like one of those, that major league play. Oops. Tink. Oops. He takes off running. You know, it's like the guy in second's kind of like dumbfounded, like, what do I do now? And of course, he chooses not to.
You can tell a lot about how the season's going to go by how a leadoff man starts off. Tink.
Oops.
Hey, you made it out. What's played? Speaking of major leagues, Max Scherzer.
Missouri pitcher.
Yeah, Royals started out okay last night, and then Zach Greinke has a 5.46 ERA in his past four starts.
You know, Zach Greinke's had his off-field problems. It almost comes a little bit like he's not interested. You know, he's kind of got that Jay Cutler look on his face a lot of the time. That scares the hell out of me, being a Royals fan. There's just no emotion. You just look at him and it's like, Zach, where are you? Like, oceans of fun? That's what he just looked like. Like, you just put a sheet over his head and go, Zach, where are you? Who knows what he would say? Delight and Power District? I don't know.
Well, they finish up their series with the Diamondbacks tonight. Trey Hillman, I almost think this is tongue-in-cheek, has been named one of the coaches for the American League All-Stars, which is going on at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. So that may be one reason why they selected Trey Hillman. Another reason is I think the Tampa Bay manager just decided, I'm going to pick a couple guys that are never going to get here if I don't pick them, and that's the managers from Kansas City and Seattle. I mean, being a small market Tampa Bay manager, of course, the managers of the All-Star team are whoever made it to the World Series the year before. So he takes those two. And then on the National League side, the Phillies take Joe Torre and Tony La Russa.
One logical. I mean,
because it's in St. Louis.
And Torre's got such a big lead. But you're right, Doug. You look at the selection from Tampa Bay. What have those guys done to deserve that honor, though? There's got to be more deserving people out there, doesn't there?
Yeah, it's strange, but whatever. That's good. So he'll be going for the All-Star game coming up July 14th, Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Nebraska baseball team lost one of their recruits, first baseman Jeff Baldwin from Grand Junction, Colorado. Kansas City selected him in the 10th round of the draft. And he said it'd probably take him about a week to decide what he's going to do. Well, he decided that he is going to be going to the Royals organization.
No big shock, I don't think. That's become Nebraska baseball as of late. You've got to have kids that are, well, how do you know what the money was? They never tell you what he got for money, so tough to fault a kid if he got what he was asking and you don't know his parents' situation.
Yeah, and the Huskers had two underclassmen get selected. Mike Nesseth hasn't decided. It looks like he's coming back to Nebraska. Adam Bailey's already going to come back to Nebraska. I mean, the Yankees select you. Obviously, you're not going.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
Well, I think the big decision is, if your dad's a neurosurgeon and makes $6 million, a $50,000 signing bonus isn't all that much money in the big scheme of things.
Exactly right. 1-888-455-ESPN. We've got more to talk about on the program today in the world of sports. The U.S. Open is in a rain delay, and I guess we just won't get used to it. And I love Andy North on ESPN. I love Andy North as far as an analyst, as far as what he adds, just his little bit of wit that he throws in there. And when he goes to Dr. North before the majors, and it always ends up, you know, the average age, and this guy, you know, greens in regulation, it came down to either Jeff Ogilvie or Tiger Woods was going to win this thing. But he throws out European and Asian players because no one since Tony Jacklin in 71 has won the U.S. Open. But with this weather, I just, you know, my field pick against Tiger, I like it even more. With this weather, I mean, I think that
it's
throws
like
in
Europe.
I think it throws in a European flavor a little bit more. of a chance to win this thing.
Doug, they're expecting golf back around noon, but they just showed the greens. This is going to take some time now. I don't think they expected the amount of precipitation. They expected heavy rains, yes. But I don't think the water sitting on the greens like it is, this is going to take hours and hours. I think it's backed up, Bill.
I don't think you understand. They've been waiting 6 years for this. They're ready. It will not take hours.
There's fairways underwater now.
Let's face it. Doug Connor does not work at Bethpage. I love you, Doug. Just check it. Come on. But U.S. Open is underway, and just a few holes in from some of the early. I think what's going to hurt is the guys that have to the guys that they're going to try and cram 36 holes in one day, and if they can get it done. It's mentally tough enough to try and get through 18, but if they try and jam you through 36, I think the USGA right now just ought to say, you know what, fellas, we're playing Monday unless it just totally stops raining. Don't try and jam 36 in. I got no problem watching golf Monday.
Maybe even Tuesday also.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. The Dent Popper inbox wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Check him out for a free estimate on the bricks downtown Kearney. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little fundraiser going on in the area with Gene Beerbohm, who's also going to tell us how much the LSU Tigers are his favorite team. After this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
And now a special address.
Tired of hearing about the financial bailouts?
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace.
BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Miller, Coors, or Bud bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Busch.
It's awesome.
Just $8.99 for 12-pack cans. Summer savings start now at BICO. With BICO's great beer prices, you won't have to worry about bailouts. We're on your way, no matter what direction you're headed this summer. Conveniently located on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
The Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Buck Scratch Game presents the 2009 Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors. Experience the awesome sound as these four Rock Warrior trucks perform fan favorites like Honk Honk, Beep Beep, and their big hit Horn Horn. Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Bucks tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win one of four Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors or one of three $1,000 ethanol prizes. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Mars fireworks for only $20.
But that's not all.
From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a chance of a few scattered showers or storms developing as well. Otherwise, look for highs to range around the lower 90s with a west wind developing at 5 to 15. We'll drop back to a low of 64 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Craig Mahler is going to join us, wrestling coach at Sergeant Burwell. The Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duels coming up on Saturday. Also in the final segment, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got any questions for Joe, feel free to fire off your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we're joined by Gene Beerbaum. He's in to talk about a Central Nebraska golf tournament that's coming up to benefit the State Troopers Association of Nebraska. And may I say, let's get this big so that they won't bother us to collect all their funds. Let's just donate and play golf. What do you think?
I'm sure that would help. I mean, you know, whatever it takes. I'm sure they're reasonable guys and gals. No, and so. Yeah, whatever works.
They are. My cousin's one of them.
Gene, something different. You do this every year, but it's a different organization receiving funds.
Yeah, and we started last year, and it was the Firefighters Museum was the recipient last year, and this year it's going to be the State Troopers Association of Nebraska. And one of our association members of the NAFA group, that's the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, her husband is a state trooper, and so that was kind of our connection there. So we're comfortable who we're working. I know sometimes I've talked to some people who have wanted to maybe be a whole sponsor, and they say, well, they get calls a lot of times from organizations. They always get leery. But anyhow, we know we've got a legitimate one here. And we're happy to do it.
It's coming up, we'll mention this a couple times. It's coming up next Friday, June 26th, tee off at noon. They're going to play at Prairie Hills, just north of town, between here and Pleasanton. Great folks out there that take care of Prairie Hills. And you can find out a whole lot more information. I guess let's start there. If you want to golf, and it doesn't matter why you want to golf, and you want to get in, what do they need to do?
Well, the flyers that we have Matt Pulowski's name on it and address and phone number, and that's the phone number in Kearney's 233-3276, and that'll get you Matt's office. He's kind of the head of it right now, and it'll be the easy way to get in. But it's $300 for a team. That includes we have Saks's Pizzas bringing out pizza ahead of time, so you can eat a little bit beforehand, and then we'll have some food catered in afterwards also. So get to eat before and after for your money. And of course, got the flag prizes like most golf tournaments do, and a little money if you win there. But it's just a good fun time, and we just kick off at noon o'clock.
I think your connection I think our connection to the state troopers, Christy Diefenbach,
right,
is her husband, and she's a part of this, bringing things together, too. So many people working on this event. But let's get the name out there, the Central Nebraska Insurance and Financial Advisors.
Correct.
The second annual charity golf scramble. Anybody can play in this, any talent level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got about – there are some teams that might even finish. I mean, I mean, they might get all the way around. You kind of act like you knew Christie's and her husband. You had
just
an experience?
Friends,
okay, I didn't know if maybe Trooper.
No, not that way.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't thought maybe you were on first name basis with him or something.
No, she actually works for a friend of mine.
Yeah, I know.
No first name basis from him.
Gino, I guess the idea to do this, as you said, it's going to be a different organization every year. Where did this come from? And I guess I'm sure organizations are now going to be hot on your trail saying maybe consider us next year or in a couple of years.
I guess we always consider it. I mean, you know, it's just something. Our association and the insurance and financial advisor, I mean, we like to do more than just sell. And nationwide, they encourage us to be involved with communities, to try to do some type of a community service project. We have been doing other things besides this, too. In the past years, we've helped out with Christmas presents for I Believe in Me Ranch for the boys there. And so, yeah, we've been doing that for a good number of years. And we just trying to be good citizens of the community.
Gina, getting away from this a little bit, you've got a little bit of a connection to College World Series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a nephew that student coach this year. He was a pitcher the last 2 years on the team, and now he finishing up, and the Maneri kept him around for another year to be a coach, and so he's excited to be down there again.
Of course, that's at LSU, and right now they might be sizing up his ring finger.
Well, I hope so. I know he is. Yeah, he's looking at it real strong. He'd like to obviously have that.
What's he said about the way they're playing? Because I know you were down there and watched the last game.
Yeah. Well, they feel real good now. I mean, having won the first two, obviously you're in the driver's seat, and they do have strong pitching, and their team is looking pretty good. If they don't crumble like Virginia last night and and do, you know, stupid things, they're going to be tough. They really look good.
It's a fun way to go down there. Oh, you mentioned all the LSU. Your brother's actually been to Omaha once, now home, will return in a couple of days.
Yeah, he might do that, yeah.
But the people and the festivities, they call it the Mardi Gras of the North. Did you, you saw the red beans and rice and the shrimp in the parking lot, too?
Oh, yeah. They're Mardi Gras. People, we went down in the old market there and said you're from LSU. And said, boy, you guys got some crazy fans. You know, they like them. I mean, but they have a tailgate that you wouldn't, I mean, when you got shrimp and all kinds of stuff like that, they really do it right. But
and they're friendly. I like LSU.
Yeah, Tom Chattel wrote a nice article on them. I think it was Monday or Tuesday paper on the front page. And, yeah, Omaha likes LSU.
It was amazing just really when you walk into the stadium. It reminded me of a Nebraska away football game, like at Notre Dame, where you saw the picture where they played and USC, how they traveled and things like that. There was so much yellow. I think some of it was Southern Miss staying over, but there was so much purple and yellow in the stands. LSU well represented again tomorrow. They'll play Arkansas to advance on to the finals in the College World Series. But getting back to the golf tournament again, it's the second annual Central Nebraska Insurance and Financial Advisors Charity Golf Scramble. It's a four-person scramble. It's a four-person scramble. I don't think we ever said that. $300 per team. There's a $15,000 hole-in-one prize. You can find out more from Gene or Matt Pulowski. It's next Friday, June 26th, 12 noon, Prairie Hills. Of course, you can contact Prairie Hills. I'm sure we'll get you signed up as well. Gino, anything else the folks need to know?
No, we got food before and after, so they can come hungry and enjoy their golf and have a good time. We're there to have fun and kind of a more of a loose-knit golf scramble, so to speak.
Well, it's all to benefit the State Troopers Association of Nebraska, so if you've got some time and Fridays seem to work out real well, next Friday, Prairie Hills Golf Course to benefit the State Troopers Association. Gene, thanks for coming in and letting us know. We'll see if we can get you some teams, and we'll see if we can get LSU to pick up a couple more wins.
One quick thing, too, if there's a business out there that would like to be a hole sponsor, we've got a few left there, or if they want to do a flag prize, you know, to get a little advertising in and put a good name in front of the state troopers, you know. But, yeah, we do have a few hole sponsors and flag prize openings if somebody would like to do that also.
Get a hold of Gene or Matt, and they'll get you set up. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little wrestling. We'll see if they're golfing yet and a whole lot more, a couple other local stories, including volleyball right after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest-growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest-performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
You know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's a little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
When you donate to St. Joseph Gift and Thrift, you fill a need in someone else's life. We use your gently used clothing, shoes, jewelry, appliances, and furniture to help struggling families in Nebraska. We're well organized with quick, free pickup of large items, and all donations are tax deductible. Think first of St. Joseph Gift and Thrift, a part of Catholic Social Services, a nonprofit organization. Cash donations welcome. In Hastings on West 2nd Street between Kansas and Colorado. For pickup, call 402-463-2112.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a chance of a few scattered showers or storms developing as well. Otherwise, look for highs to range around the lower 90s with a west wind developing at 5 to 15. We'll drop back to a low of 64 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget tonight, the Hastings Tribune's inaugural Tribune Volleyball Classic All-Star Game will be played at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. Starts at 7 o'clock, features the top seniors from the Lou Platt Conference against the top seniors from other Hastings Tribune area schools. All proceeds will benefit the Hastings Family YMCA. Admission is just $4. Children under 5 are free. And I'll be on hand tonight, along with a lot of great folks from around the area coaching these kids. And there's some great, great athletes. And if it's anything like the volleyball we saw for the Kidney Association last week down at Minden, and a lot of these kids played in that, it should be a great, great match tonight at 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings. And we invite you to slide out and check out some of that volleyball action tonight. One other volleyball note, former Hastings College coach Fred Abushan has a new gig. He is the head coach in Salina at Kansas Wesleyan, a team that won their conference and went 27-8 2 years ago, but last year really lost some kids, 12-23. So Abushan is heading down to Kansas Wesleyan in Salina, Kansas. Coming up this Saturday, it is the annual Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, and that will be going on at Beatrice. We will be talking with Craig Mahler. He is one of the coaches from Sergeant Burwell, and he is taking care of the West team, along with Tony Brown of Norfolk and Todd Hoyt of Anselmo Myrna and Brian Seabrantz of Northwest High School. And Craig, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, you got these kids. We caught up with you last week putting these kids together and getting some practices in. That's one of the first things I noticed. This has been going on for quite a few years, but I think the kids and the coaches are getting a little bit more serious about this. I think it used to be gather on Thursday night and have a couple practices and then go duel on Saturday, but both squads are getting in quite a few practices already.
Well, you know, with practices, we don't want those kids to go out there and get injured. They need to get somewhat back into wrestling shape, and a few of these kids are going to be going on to college, so they're still wrestling throughout the summer, and, you know, they're competitors. They don't like to lose, and They want to go down there and put on a good show.
Craig, can you let the folks know how the teams were picked? Because when you look at the West team roster, you see some normally Eastern kids.
Well,
they finally
stirred it up a little bit, so it's not all Omaha on one team and the Panhandle on another team. Ain't that the deal, Craig?
Well, what we did this year is we went back to the true form of the Western districts are the 3 and 4 districts, A, B, C, and D. And some of the Omaha kids, you know, as you've seen on our roster, we've got three wrestlers from Millard South, and it's kind of nice. You know, it gives it a little change of pace on how everything's kind of put together. It used to be, was everything, the Omaha metro area was on the East team, and all Class A, other Class A schools were on the West squad. And this is a little more fair.
Craig Muller joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel. This baby has been going on for 20 years, and this year it'll be in Beatrice. Beatrice High School. 1 o'clock go time, right, Craig?
That's correct.
Let's talk about some of the kids on your team. There's so many from the area, it's hard to kind of pick and choose, but we discussed 8 or 9 state champions are on your team from just this past season, and some of the kids that you've been across the map from are on this team. Through the practices, who's been exciting to watch in the practice room?
Well, you know, they all bring something different. The wrestler that I really enjoy watching in practice is a Stadola kid from Schuyler. He is he's a go-getter. He's our 119-pounder, and in practice he's wanting to be up with the 150 and 160-pounders.
Well, Craig, I think those guys that excel at that level always want to push themselves and see how far. How many kids on your team will be moving on to the next level in wrestling beyond this?
Well, the wrestlers that I know of is a Zola kid. He is going to school at Chatham State. And you have Darcy Huffman. He's one of my wrestlers from Sergeant Burwell. He's going to be attending Augustana. And Morgan Denson, a wrestler from Millard South, will be attending UNO. You know, beyond that, I really don't know. Some of them are still kicking it up in the air. There's some that are talking football. You know, some of them just don't know exactly what direction they're going to go. They're kind of taking this summer. You know, a few of them are in all-star football games to kind of make up their decision.
I guess Klingon Smith obviously going to UNL to wrestle as well. So it's 4 of them right off the top of your head.
Yep, and Michael, you know, he is an outstanding talent. And we're really hopeful that this Saturday that he will be matching up with Fiala kid from Seward. And if that's the matchup, it's going to be one heck of a match.
Yeah, obviously Fiala Class B, and Michael has been dominating Class C. And I guess talk about that, because you pick the kids, and this is the weight you think they're going to be at. They may not end up at that weight. How does it, when it comes down to the brass tacks on Saturday, how do the coaches match up who's going to be taking on who? Is it a lottery, or do you guys kind of come to a gentleman's agreement?
We can do a gentleman's agreement. What we try to avoid are matchups. Wrestlers that have gone against each other throughout the year, if at all possible. You know, the wrestlers want to see somebody new. You know, the Class D kid, you know, he wants to wrestle that Class A or B kid. You know, kind of gauge his talent level. And we just sit and mix and match and try to do the best we can, you know, a couple hours before the meet gets started.
Craig, I guess for the big boys out there, is there a match you're looking forward to in the heavier weights?
Oh, I know the Northwest kid, Kevin Roerich, he would kind of, at 285, he kind of like to have a rematch. He lost to the kid from Waverly and down at the state tournament, you know, and Roerich was undefeated going into that match.
Well, there's some good matches out there. Obviously, there's a lot of great kids. Sergio Lara from Holdridge, Trent Nicolai from Greeley-Walbach, Logan Williams, there's a kid same way. He was unbeaten going into state. He's from Central City. Some other kids, Adam Central has Alex Rosvet and Nick Lenusky going, Brandon Starkey from St. Paul. We mentioned Klingon Smith and Darcy Huffman. Coach already mentioned those young men, and we just touched on Kevin Roerich. of Northwest. So a lot of those guys from the area are going to be wrestling. Most of the kids on the East team are not from right here in the immediate area, but there's some good ones out there that I think would ring a bell. Colby Legate from Neely Oakdale, people have seen him. Tanner Kuhn from High Plains, guys have seen him. There are no Kearney / Grand Island kids, but I think if I remember, he serves me right, there was only one senior on that whole Grand Island thing anyway. So you've got a good mixture of kids from across the state again. I guess finally, Craig, explain the process. I guess it's a lot like every other All-Star game, how you guys decided on who actually even made your team.
Well, the process goes that every wrestling coach in the state gets a letter from Cheryl Berry, who is our secretary for our association, and you can send in a nomination for your wrestler. And then in April, four coaches got together, and we had all the nominations in front of us. And there's some great wrestlers out there that I'd love to see in this event, but if your coach doesn't nominate you, and there's other kids that have been nominated, they're going to get the spot. And, you know, it's kind of give and take. We want coaches to join the association because we do so many great things like the All-Star Duel. In July we'll have the Hall of Fame banquet in Columbus. And we do ratings and academic All-State and all sorts of things. And we're just trying to get more coaches involved and, you know, trying to get the word out there and, you know, try to up our membership. You know, this is a great organization. And this, like you say, this is the 20th annual duel of this format. So we're just hoping for some great things that will be happening in the near future.
I want to make one correction, not on the West team, but Riley Allen of Grand Island Senior High is on the East team, so he will be competing as well. One final note, I guess, Craig, I know that the Hall of Fame banquet is coming up next month, and with you being the head of the Coaches Association this year, anything you want to throw our way on that?
Yes, you know, from your listening area, Dom Reichs, the head wrestling coach from Ravenna. Dom's been there for 25 years, and he's being inducted into our Hall of Fame as a coach. And Kevin Nordhuis, two-time state champ, two-time runner-up from Greeley, he's getting inducted as a participant.
Well, we'll let the folks know the whole list when that is made official. Again, that comes up a little over a month from now. So, again, it's the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association 20th Annual All-Star Duel. It's going on Saturday, Beatrice, 1 o'clock. Craig Mahler, one of the coaches from Sergeant Burwell, joining us on the show. Craig, congratulations on the honor of being selected. And, hey, best of luck to you and your squad on Saturday.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Take care. Craig Mahler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fresh off his retirement from the softball circuit.
You know, some of the, like he mentions that rematch. One kid wants a rematch. Yeah. That kid from Great Waverly's going, hell no, no.
I don't want any part of it. I don't want nothing.
We proved this. We proved this once. I'm done proving this.
Yeah, and it's funny. As he said, most wrestlers, though, don't take that we'll see what happens approach. They're still ready to go. So best of luck, and I know that's always well attended. They move it around quite a bit, and hopefully all the best will work out, and they'll see some good matches coming up on Saturday. Again, they're in a rain delay at the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods is through six holes. He had a double bogey and a birdie, and so he is at one over par. I don't think there's any real major story right now. It's the weather. It's the rain, and there's nothing worse than sitting around trying to kill time if you're televising it or if you're on XM radio and trying to kill some time here because there's not that much to talk about. You just haven't got out of the gates. No one's really got much past the turn.
Yeah, I believe 12 holes is the most anybody's got in this morning. So you're looking at pretty much a no-name leaderboard at this point that, you know, people become accustomed to, I think, at the U.S. Open, seeing names they've never saw before up there. And then they fade when they get in trouble later on in the round.
Paul Mineri, head baseball coach at LSU, is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow as they get ready to take on Arkansas again. So our continuing coverage of the College World Series tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Paul Mineri will join us. We'll also be talking with a representative of the NCAA. They're putting together a new fan experience for the championship series next Monday, Tuesday, and if necessary, Wednesday. Damani Leach will join us from the NCAA tomorrow. They're teaming up with Prime Sports, and we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow as well. A big Friday show planned here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Also, a birthday edition tomorrow, I believe. Hello. Big boy here.
Merritt?
No, not Derek? Merritt. Derek, no.
Do they celebrate birthdays in Germany?
Absolutely, but not mine tomorrow.
Good Lord.
Is it your birthday?
Yours is in August.
Yes, but yours is this Friday.
Birthday tomorrow. Huh? Yeah. All right.
It might be tomorrow. I guess they're
bankings coming up.
They're at it.
I'm glad I knew about this far in advance. Now I can have a bunch of things planned. So
yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, you
to
wait.
That.
Yeah, you wait.
I'll be holding my breath on it. Yeah, we're gonna add another year to my birth certificate, and I'm not gonna act any older. And that's all there is to it. Coming up, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll be back with a couple of other news stories on the local scene, football and some soccer and tennis, all coming up.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges. Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47, son.
I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built comfortable. Priced right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans today at a Target near you.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a chance of a few scattered showers or storms developing as well. Otherwise, look for highs to range around the lower 90s with a west wind developing at 5 to 15. We'll drop back to a low of 64 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what? There's actually a couple of golf tournaments going on at Prairie Hills next week. We had Gene Bierbaum on earlier to talk about the second annual Central Nebraska Insurance and Financial Advisors Golf Scramble to benefit this year the State Troopers Association of Nebraska, and that's at Prairie Hills. Then on Saturday and Sunday, Prairie Hills will be hosting a four-person golf scramble with cash payouts, Calcutta, catering by the Alley Rose. You must register by next Friday, $500 per team, but that includes the mulligans, the flag prizes. You can find out more, 388-5115 at Prairie Hills. Huge
cash
tournament.
Cash
yeah.
payouts.
Yeah, they're.
You get tired of going to that, getting that?
Shotgun starts
credit?
8 a.m. and 1:30 on Saturday, so get in to assure your tee time for whichever one you want to go, and then a shotgun Sunday at 10 a.m. to get the teams out there. Again, this is going on the annual Prairie Hills Golf Scramble, four-person scramble, Saturday, June 27th, and Sunday, June 28th. Your chance to make a little cash if you think you're a good enough golfer to do so. Prairie Hills, 388-5115, 388-5115. And if you need more details, more information, they've got it for you, and they will get you signed up. Well, we'll come up on your buddy here, Barrett Rood, holding out of a mandatory minicamp because he wants another contract. The fifth-year pro skipped all 14 of the clubs, not mandatory,
okay,
it was voluntary,
yeah.
voluntary off-season workouts, but he is participating in the mandatory minicamp that wraps up the squad's preparation for the start of training camp. So,
of course, some new coordinators down there, terminology
yeah.
different. I probably want him there, but he's been the leading tackle the last 2 years for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, how about give him some coin? He's trying to figure that out.
Last season, he's got $1.5 million coming his way this season.
Well, you want to make a little coin in your fantasy, whatever the sport is. We've got the man every Thursday that can help you out as we talk baseball, of course, this time of the season with Joe DiMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, good morning.
Hey, gents, how you doing? How's everybody?
Well, I'm a little worried. I'm going to be quite honest with you, Joe. I don't know if you've got an answer to this, but apparently Sammy Sosa's retiring, and I don't know what to do with him to replace him on my roster.
Well, the key thing here is I'm wiping out all of your 2003 statistics. So whatever you've done in 2003, I just negated for you.
That's...
You no longer participated in the year 2003.
And I didn't do well that year either. Joe, what's the hot button this week? As we said, we're into interleague play. But what's catching your eye right off the bat?
Well, let's talk first about some breaking news that I'm certain you guys have probably chatted about. But Rolly Banez has a strained groin and was just placed on the disabled list and will not be available to his owners for a minimum of 2 weeks. So I just wanted to get that out there for folks who are listening. You might want to adjust accordingly today and get Ibanez out of your lineup. Chris Young also, the Padres 7'11 right-hander who breaks down typically every single season, has held form and has broken down again and will be placed on the DL with shoulder inflammation. So those are a couple of things that just came up in the last hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, if you go back to yesterday, Joe, Roy Halladay also big time news there.
Yeah, amazingly. Halladay is, for my money, is the best pitcher in baseball this season, especially with Greinke coming back to earth. We all know that Zach couldn't maintain those numbers. And the worst part about it, he's still pitching okay. He's not pitching poorly. But if, compared to his first seven or eight starts of the year, it almost looks like the guy has fallen off a cliff. And, so I want owners out there to hang on to Greinke. Don't put him out there because he's struggled in his past three or four starts. Just hang on to him. Roy Halladay he tweaked his groin and he tried to run a bullpen yesterday and it just didn't work out for him. He still felt some twinging. So the smart thing for Gaston to do was just shut him down. And his replacement yesterday was Halladay-esque. Scott Richmond struck out 11 batters yesterday, 11 Phillies yesterday, and really filled in nicely. And if Richmond can give him one more start like that until Halladay returns, then nothing ventured, nothing lost for manager Gaston and the Blue Jays.
Joe, Toronto finds himself 36-31 with Halladay on the DL, along with the closer Scott Downs. Is this the end of the Blue Jays' run this season?
Well, I thought the Blue Jay run was over anyway. I felt like the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Rays had too much, both in lineups and in pitching, where the Blue Jays were really featuring Roy Halladay and a bunch of really young pitchers. And, you know, they, quite frankly, some talented guys as well. But, you know, Ricky Romero, the aforementioned Scott Richmond, Casey Jansen's just been placed on the DL. But guys along those lines, and that's hard. When you start getting deep into the stretch run, it's hard if you don't have a bona fide SP2, SP3. Because what happens is these young arms, when they get around 140 innings, 150 innings, they actually start to kind of end up with that elbow and shoulder fatigue, and they're just not as viable as guys who have done it season over season. So I think Toronto is not done. I think they're still going to be a factor in the division, but I don't think that they're going to be a contender for the wild card or certainly not for the division title.
Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, for a whole lot more in-depth. Go to their website at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And one of the things that we did not specifically touch on, which I think maybe we should, Joe, is that with interleague play, the American League teams that are playing in National League ballparks lose their designated hitters. Who does this affect most?
Yeah, let's chat about it. For this series here, which is the fourth round of interleague play, Jim Thome, Travis Hafner, Ty Wigginton, Hank Blaylock, and Willie Ibar are all likely to miss one or more games of the three-game sets over the weekend. In the outfield, Jack Cust, Hideki Matsui will not play. He'll be relegated to pinch-hitting duties. Marlon Byrd and Andrew Jones for Texas, and Pat Burrell, even though he had a run in the outfield yesterday because of his ability to hit Aaron Cook, those guys are in jeopardy of missing one or more games. For next week, for Monday, in the fifth round of interleague play, which begins on Monday, Ortiz, Hafner, Wigginton, Blaylock, Kubo, Matsui, Marlon Byrd, Andrew Jones all are in jeopardy. Kubel will probably get the start in the outfield for Minnesota, especially with Denard Span on the disabled list with an ear infection.
Joe, I've got to be honest with you. All this fantasy talk has finally, with a little bit of the NFL news coming up with training camp starting and whatnot, are we too close to talk a little NFL fantasy talk?
Well, we'll be putting out the first FantasyPlayersEdge.com football site with preliminary rankings of players on July 15th. So what's today? Say, yeah, we can talk about it. It's perfect. Well, you don't mind.
So where do you put Brett Favre in your quarterback rankings?
I don't. I put him on another page. I want to deal, when you're dealing with this stuff, guys, you want to deal with knowns. And when he gets picked up, if he gets in the training camp during the preseason, if he was on the roster right now, I'd probably rank him anywhere from 14th to 17th.
You think he will, Joe? You think he will? Do you think he'll play this year?
Why would he get the surgery if he has no intent? I mean, my logic dictates you don't just get random surgery because you feel like getting it. there's got to be a reason. I feel like he still has something to prove, and I feel like he still wants to be the triumphant gladiator who goes into Green Bay on a chariot. And if he plays for Minnesota, he gets that chance. I don't think that the same opportunity obviously existed with the Jets if Green Bay wasn't on the schedule. But Minnesota, he's guaranteed a trip to Green Bay so he can triumphantly enter the stadium and triumphantly leave the stadium. I think that's the attraction more than anything else that's on his mind. He'll never admit to that, but the logic is it's just there that he never really got a chance to do that. And that for me, is probably what's pulling him right now.
You know, Joe, that's why we have you on, because we learn stuff every week. No one's ever got a quadruple bypass because they wanted to. they needed the surgery.
Yeah, let me go and get a lobotomy today because I don't feel like thinking about things, So I'm going to get the left side of my brain removed, and this way, when they ask me questions, I can just go,
Well, Joe, we can't wait to get closer to football and baseball, getting closer to the All-Star break. We'll talk with you again next Thursday, and enjoy the upcoming week of baseball. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, it's always a privilege to work with you guys. You guys are a blast. Have a good week, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Joe. Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. Go to the website, find out a whole lot more. By the way, we've got just a minute or so left here. A couple of things. UNK is getting a UNO transfer. Megan Nickel wanted to play soccer. She grew up, I mean, her sister played in Gibbon. She went to Kearney Catholic, wanted to play soccer. UNK didn't have a program, went to UNO. UNK now has a program. She's coming to UNO. And
she's coming to UNK.
Or UNK, yeah, from UNO. William Jacome was a four-time, would you even know if I hadn't told you this earlier, or do you even know now? Were you paying attention?
No.
Yeah. The four-time first-team All-RMAC, four-time RMAC Men's Tennis Player of the Year, who just left UNK last year from 05 to 08. He's the greatest tennis player in the history of the RMAC.
How long have we had tennis in the RMAC? A long time.
Well, like 100 years, evidently. I don't know. It found shocking. Shocking. You know, you don't think UNK men's tennis is one of the top programs in the country. Good, and he was a really great player. It's just, wow. How about this? The Huskers men's basketball schedule's out, Daddy.
Oh, my gosh. I saw it.
Exhibition games against Arkansas, Fort Smith, and Lance Creech's Hastings College Broncos. Hastings at Nebraska, Tuesday night, November 10th, Devaney Center, 7 p.m. Mark your calendar. Since Doc's been, I mean, they played UNK, Shadron State, Nebraska Wesleyan, Wayne State. Now they're going to take on Hastings College. They're trying to get everybody. They play South Carolina Upstate. What's their mascot?
They were 9-21, by the way, a year ago.
TCU
14-17 a year ago.
I think if I'm reading the, you know, you read the story the university puts out, and then you check the background stories that our friends in Omaha and Lincoln do. I don't believe Nebraska scheduled a team with a winning record in the non-conference, because the USC game is part of the Big 12 Pac-10 hardwood series at USC. The Creighton game is always on, so I guess there you go. And then sure. Chicago State and Jackson State were added as part of this classic, some package that Nebraska got into. But home games in the non-conference, South Carolina Upstate.
9-21.
TCU.
14-17.
Yeah, I said losing records. Maryland, Missouri, Kansas City, Texas Pan-American, Chicago State, Oregon State, Jackson State, Southern Utah, Maryland Eastern Shore, and Southeastern Louisiana. We think this will be a challenging schedule for the young team that we are going to have this year.
My point was, they're not just losing records. You know what? 18-19 is a losing record. These are like 7-23. These are El Succo teams. This is an embarrassment.
Yeah, I don't get it. You got to put something on there, guys, so that the fans can come out and enjoy. Give yourselves a chance to upset a team. Give yourselves a chance. Bring somebody in from the Big Ten. You're not headed in the right direction with your scheduling, Doc. We love you. We love the team. We're rooting for you. You can't do this. You got to have a soft Kansas State football type schedule. I understand. Not every one of them. Not every team. Not every home game. Don't say the Big 12 has its. You can't. You got to bring in somebody. One. That's all I'm asking. One team. Oh, and by the way, Tiger Woods' first tee shot of the U.S. Open today, hooked into the trees.
90% last week. He'll get it going. It's rain's fault. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, they're in a rain delay. Hey, we want to thank Gene Bierbaum for coming on the show today, Craig Mahler from Sergeant Burwell to talk wrestling, and also Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, Damani Leach with the NCAA and LSU head baseball coach Paul Maneri will join us as they get back on the field tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.